You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder of Automation Bridge, the professor of automation himself, as you heard on the intro. And I want to talk in this episode about just three, because it could be a bit much trying to review all software. But I want to talk about three of the more prominent platforms and how they get segmentation right. And the one thing that they're all missing, and this is a theme across a variety of software. I'm just highlighting it in these three. This by no means is limited to these three. But in terms of segmentation and in the spirit of ensuring that you all understand how to go about segmenting your contact database effectively for the end result of scale, it's extremely important for you to be able to identify what's good and who is good at doing that good stuff when it comes to segmentation, right? Let me say this, segmentation has been important, but it has plagued the industry of marketing for a very long time. And here's what I mean. In advertising, segmentation is standard. You can't, when they talk about ad sets and audiences, it's segmentation. No good advertiser can do any level of advertising without knowing at least some minimal criteria of who they're advertising to. Want to prove me right? Let's go back before technology really took over the way that it did and think of direct mailers. You at least had to know the area code of who you were mailing. If you were a local business, you needed that. What good would your flyer be if you're living in Chicago and sending flyers to Florida? Right? That's a segment. You're segmenting the entire population down to just a subset of it. So you even think about TV programming. They look at that stuff. They look at viewership. They look at they take the census data, which is another means of segmenting. They take the census data and then they match it with, hey, these are the areas where people are watching our shows the most. And those areas are comprised of single family homes, regular full family homes, males, females, workers, blue collars, entrepreneurs, whatever the case may be. This process of collecting data and organizing it so that you can put the best next thing in front of somebody is not new. Technology just put it in your hands. And because it was just kind of part of it, it wasn't its own thing. There's no software that you can buy that's dedicated to segmentation. None. It's just a function of marketing software, marketing automation software, really more than anything. It's a function. And what I'm saying, and I'm going to beat this drum all year, is that we need to pay more attention to segmentation as its own thing. It can't be just lumped in with lists now. It can't just be an option that you have to know the software intricately to find and click. And then, I found it. Wow. Right? It has to be more intentionally integrated with the experience of marketing. It has to be. Now, how we do that, I don't know. But let me tell you how it's being done well so far. And I'm going to start off with Klaviyo. Klaviyo, however you want to say it, tomato, tomato, is growing in my list of platforms that I love. And the reason being, the primary reason being, is segmentation. Segmentation. Once you integrate Klaviyo, which, by the way, I don't know how you use Klaviyo without Shopify, because it's literally built to easily bring in all of that purchase data and allow you to create segments. So using Klaviyo without Shopify really confuses me. I have seen some applications where they do direct integrations and send custom metrics over, like from a membership site or something like that. But even then, they still had a Shopify presence. Klaviyo exists because of Shopify. Now, if they want to kind of branch off and be their own thing, I don't think that's smart, but okay, so be it. But I'm more confused when I see people say, oh, I use Klaviyo for email marketing. Then you look and they have courses, or they're a consultant or something like that, or a coach. Very confusing, because it's created to be integrated with Shopify. Now, with that being said, they do a great job with giving you all the information that you need. I mean, you can get so targeted in Klaviyo. And the thing that I love the most about it is that there's a lot of native conditions that you don't have to build an automated workflow to generate, right? They'll say, hey, has been sent X amount of emails in the last X amount of time. That's extremely important. Has opened the last 10 emails or has not opened. That's extremely important when you're maintaining a database. Just simple stuff like that, right? Has never purchased. Last purchase was this. Lifetime customer value is this. It's beautiful. It really is. It's very strong. And the thing that they get wrong, the thing that Klaviyo gets wrong, is the fact that every segment is based on properties, and there's no way to easily manage the properties. Come on now. That's like giving me a car that I know I can drive the car, but for whatever reason, whenever I push down on the gas, nothing happens. Why give it to me if you're going to make it so hard to use it? So now I got to put my car in neutral and hope for a downward slope just to appear as if I'm driving. If the hill or slope is big enough, I could achieve driving with my faulty gas pedal, right? Properties, faulty feature. It just doesn't work. There's no way to manage them. There's no way to update them, change them easily. You can't easily, no, there's not an easy way, a way to easily create them. The way that they do it is just ridiculous. Across the board is confusing, and I'm shocked that they have gone this far, this long, without a proper property manager. I am shocked. They want you to export your contacts to see all the properties that they have. But if those contacts don't have all the properties that are in your database, you won't see them. So you could think that those are your properties and they're not. This is crazy. And many of you didn't even realize this. You may be a Klaviyo user, and this is news to you, which is why I call it ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That's Klaviyo, though. That's we talked about what they get right. Integration with Shopify. The native engagement conditions and everything else. Right? There's, if you can capture it, you can segment on it in Klaviyo. And one more thing I'll give to Klaviyo that I have to highlight this is that they added, when you send an email to multiple segments, they'll show you how each segment performed, which is beautiful. Just beautiful. Case in point, do you want to prove where the drop off is 30, 60, 90, 120 days? Create those segments, 30, 60, 90, hasn't opened an email in 30, 60, 90 days. Send an email to all four of those segments. One email, you can just select all four in Klaviyo. One email goes out, it handles the dupes and all of that. And then just look, say, okay, pretty good for 30 days, 60 good. 60 days good. Ooh, wow. 90. Look at that drop off. Well, now you know. If they haven't opened it in around 90 days, they're probably not going to be opening anymore, right? Just by adding that, there are so many more use cases when it comes to promotions and other marketing efforts that Klaviyo's, how they handle segments and measuring it, it really comes into a play in a good way. Next up is Active Campaign. Come on. I feel like you all saw that one coming, right? Active Campaign. Would I really not mention it? It's at the time of recording, my CRM of choice in my business. I have a backup, and I have a backup for the backup in case they want to act up. Okay. This is true. I have that in place. I have to be prepared at all times because your contact data is your most important data in your business. They're the ones that give you the money, those contacts. So you want to make sure you're taking care of them. And what I'll say that Active Campaign just gets right. And when I say gets right, I'm trying to do it in a like unique right, not just a, oh, Active Campaign allows you to do this and that every platform allows you to do. And I just have to say that when it comes to segmentation, in Active Campaign, they give you access to so much information without integration. We just talked about how Klaviyo, once it's integrated with Shopify and it's got some native stuff in there that's good, but you really unlock Klaviyo by integrating with Shopify. You don't have to integrate Active Campaign with anything, anything. You want to run a segment based on somebody who's been on a list ever, is not on a list, is on a certain list, a combo of lists. Oh, all right, got it. Hey, entered in automation, has not. Has reached a goal in the automation, has not. Right? Has a tag, doesn't. The workflow conditions in Active Campaign to create an automation are absolutely great. There's no other word for it. I can go in and say, hey, I gave a lead magnet out a few years ago. Doesn't even have to be recent. A few years ago, I gave a lead magnet out. I just need to quickly understand who got that and say, I didn't know to tag them at the time. You just type in and say, hey, has entered this automation. And everybody that's entered that automation is there, right there for you to see. Right? These workflow conditions, they're amazing. And some of the more recent work that I've been doing has been with Active Campaign events. Right. So sending over custom events to Active Campaign to start automations or segment. And that's been unlocking that much more. Now, of course, this is through integrations. So let me go back and stay true and say the workflow conditions again, has entered an automation, has not entered an automation, is waiting at a goal condition, has completed a goal condition. Right? Is currently in an automation. Is not currently in the automation. When you start to understand, and these are just three that I listed, Active Campaign just has so many conditions that you can use natively, again, without a single integration. When you start to put them together, you can really get targeted. You can get retroactively and proactively. With Active Campaign, they get it right. They get it right. The ability to truly mark whoever you need to receive that email. It's there. It's in it and it works really well. Now, with such that is given to them, even more is required of them. And this is where they drop the ball. Now, I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but that's only for you all who have been listening to the podcast from day one. For my new ones, my new booties, there's no segment manager in Active Campaign. And if you're a new user, go try to find, without searching Google, where to access the segments. It's buried in at least four clicks to get to a list of your segments. Now, there's no way to see how many people are in a segment unless you select it and then click view contacts. There's no segment manager where you can copy a segment, where you can delete segments, where you can easily see all of your segments and sort them by date created or size or any of those things. It doesn't exist. And while I'm saying that, let me go back to Klaviyo and say, I can easily duplicate segments in Klaviyo. Easily. It brings over the criteria and everything. Let me tell you, one of the most frustrating things in active campaign is if you have a segment built and you want to build another segment based on that criteria, but just add one or two conditions to it. There's no copy. You have to go, and hopefully you have a monitor that has two windows up. You have to go and rebuild the whole segment using its criteria and then update and then add the additional criteria and save that out on its own. And some of you are like, oh, Chris, that's not too bad. Oh, yes, it is. Depending on the complexity of these segments that you all are building. If you just want, hey, has a tag and hasn't done this. Okay, but even two conditions can be a little cumbersome. Right? Let me hit duplicate. Let me hit copy instead of having to type in tag exists, tag does not exist, and or. Right? So they dropped the ball. I don't know if they ever held the ball. I don't. And as much as, you know, a company talks about personalized marketing and all of that, to not have a segment builder is just criminal. Segment manager, it's criminal. It really is. To have a tag manager before a segment manager, I really think it's selling somebody a wheel before they even know what a vehicle is. Hey, man, just get this wheel. I promise you, you're going to need four of them. You'll need four of them because one day they'll be able to roll and you'll be able controlling them. You'll be moving fast. It's like, oh, I can almost see it. That's what the equivalent of giving people tags, well, a tag manager before a segment manager. Give me the car first, because that's the hardest piece. Engine, axles, body, window. Give me that first. And then when the wheels, I'll just throw those on. Don't give me the wheels first and then talk about the vehicles coming later. Come on, guys. We're better than this. I know it. Last one, high level. Go high level. I love mentioning them because their growth is so great. A lot of people still don't know about them. So it's still kind of like techie. Us in the techie industry know first. And then a lot of people who aren't techie are using high level and they don't even realize it because the marketing agency or advertising agency that they're working with is white labeling it. So it's being used a lot more than actualized and understood. And in that, I have to say, I have to throw high level in with the campaign in terms of the conditions. High level has just as many conditions, if not more, could be more. I haven't counted lately and they're updating the app like crazy. But everything that you can do in the app is a condition that you can create a segment based on. Now, I also docked them. I haven't even gotten to the one thing that I want to share that they do really well with personalization. But I am going to go ahead and dock them for no segment manager. I mean, they have smart lists, but everybody, once you start having like more than 10, sometimes up to 20, 30, even more segments, they're just pills. They just display as pills. They don't even have like a number that shows how many contacts are in each. You have to click on each one to understand. And it's just clunky. It's clunky. Again, there's no official segment manager in there. It's just a place for you to see the list. And, you know, next time I have to check if I can duplicate. I think I can. But it's lacking. It's further along than ActiveCampaign because it's easier to find. Don't get me wrong. It's further along, but it's still lacking. But what I want to highlight with high level is more so a result of segmentation, and that's website personalization. Do they ever get that right? Oh my God, it is beautiful. It is a thing of beauty to be able to collect information and then publish a website, web page or a funnel, a series of web pages that uses and displays the information you captured easily on the page. No, this, I don't hear it talked about enough. When we're talking about personalization, this is it. This is how you capture information, use that information to increase your conversions. High level nails it. Nails it. It is a thing of beauty. And it's great. It's great to see. Now, we'll go back to Active Campaign on that. May try to create a personalized experience with their web page builder. To date everyone, I've maybe engaged with two or three landing pages built by Active Campaign's website builder. Maybe three at most, right? Very low adoption. I don't hear many people talking about it. It never comes up as an alternative to landing page software in any of the circles that I'm in. It's just kind of like a, hey, let's add this to the app. People have been asking about it. Let's give them something else. But it's not really well thought out. And you would think that since the same platform that is capturing the information is allowing you to build a page, that website personalization would be easier. Go High Level gets it. If you can merge a name into an email, you can create a whole personalized landing page in Go High Level the same way. And all of my local marketers, they've been drooling and using this consistently for years, right? Just placing the city, the region, the name of somebody on a web page. Come on, man. It doesn't get much more personalized than that. All right. So those are some things that really stand out to me. And all of these platforms have tags, lists, and custom fields. All of them. This is not a podcast to discuss which one you should use and when later for that. But there is a glaring feature that none of them get right. None of them. Now, let's reflect. Klaviyo does have a segment manager. Go High Level does have a segment manager. Nowhere near as good as Klaviyo's and nowhere near as effective, easy to use and all of that. Active Campaign has none of them. So I could easily, layup would be, hey, they all need better segment managers. That's not where I'm going. That's not where I'm going because I found a flaw. It's not a fatal flaw, but it's enough to say, man, if they could just get this part right. And that is the fact that none of them have the capability to start an automated workflow, an automation, whatever you want to call it, by someone being added to a segment. Maybe it's too complex. Maybe the technology to do it uses too many resources. But if you've created your segmenting criteria, I meet that criteria and I enter that segment, that should be able to serve as a start trigger. And these platforms do not do it. In fact, in my just casual browsing around, I found a platform that does do it. Drip. Drip does it. And Drip gives you a disclaimer and says it could take a while. I think it runs like a polling more than immediate. But I can't remember what the warning says. But it does let you know, like, hey, this start trigger, when someone enters this segment, we'll start this. And then there's some clause that lets you know that it could take a little bit of time. So if you need it to be time sensitive within 5 to 10 minutes, don't use that. But otherwise, yes. So Drip is the main platform that I've seen that actually allows you to start an automation based on somebody being added to a segment. One thing that I wish that's on my wish list is being able to use segment B as a condition or criteria in segment A, right? Because then I could say is not in segment A and or, you know, these things. Listen, one can only dream of such power. One can only dream of such power. So I hope this was helpful, you all, in this year as we continue to really double down on segmentation. There's so much good information that's to come, that's already come, and that we're in the process of creating. I hope this is one that you will say, yes, this is just as good. Thank you so much. These are the things that I needed to know. I'm comfortable where I'm at. I now realize that why I need to move or that I may need to move, or maybe I need to use the software that I have more effectively. Whatever the case, I hope this was more than illuminating. I hope it was revelatory in terms of what you can start to do now to start to move that segmentation needle forward. I am always grateful and appreciative of your listenership. So gonna sign off for now in this episode. And until next time I see you online, automate responsibly, my friends.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the All Systems Go podcast. If you enjoyed it, make sure that you're subscribed. At the time of recording, the All Systems Go podcast is free to subscribe to, and it can be found in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes are released every Thursday, so make sure you're subscribed so that you don't miss out. And while you're at it, please leave us a 5-star rating and review to show some love, but also to help future listeners more easily find the podcast so they can experience the value and goodness as well. We've compiled all resources mentioned on the podcast, as well as other resources that are extremely valuable and effective at helping you grow your marketing automation skills quickly, and you can access them all at allsystemsgopodcast.com. Thanks again for listening, and until next time I see you online, automate responsibly, my friends.